has to be thinking in another mikveh that is certainly shalom, since you have the cheskastuma of the Bible. But he didn't test us, he was staying there. In one mikveh, what's in mikveh number one, in mikveh number two. And then he touched the kitchen, shel trumo. And then the shalom is presented to us. What should we do in the kitchen shel trumo? Can we need the kitchen shel trumo? Or we can't need the kitchen shel trumo? Here, even Rabbi Eliezer will be made there. Because vis-à-vis the kikia has a chesestar. So Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Eliezer is a photo of the chesestar, and Leilov will be sure. Actually, we bought a shetoya. I would say to Litame, or Litame, toya. So, vis-à-vis the person when he comes in and says, Ishaile, can I be taking one of the things to be great? So we don't know. And even if he came and told us he was a meditator, we tell him he had to retain him again in another week, in the third week, not in one or two. But if he comes and tells us, I was there already, and I touched the kikya, now I want to know another side. Is can that kikya, is that kikya toy, or that kikya is to be considered a stone? So then we would have seen that kikya has, it has to start. So we tell him that kikya can be treated as stone. This is how the Rashi says. Alright. Have you seen anyone who needs to go to the Achman? He told the Achman, he said, he says, so it's my children, we need to. We must have been able to get this Achaz here. They even do our easy. Even when he shall ask the suppose one of you died, me the Rabbono, like this, me the Rai say, it's not Chaya to say, you died now. Either the whole person is Tomei or the whole person is Noya. There is no such thing, me the Rai say, you died now. But, Chachomim or Misaki, that you die in Ashmini Slitum. So stop your body until you pour water on the tailor or you immerse the hands in mikveh out of it. That's all. It's only a diaper coming. The head, I mean, the legs, I mean, any part of the group is not coming. Only a diaper. So suppose one yad is coming and the other yad is not coming. For example, stam yadayim, so both hands are coming. We throw lashli as the truma. So maybe they're not allowed to touch truma. Because if we touch truma, truma has a shlishi. Truma has a shlishi. So suppose he was maintained. Both, he poured water from the tailor on both hands. Or he immersed both hands in the mikveh. He was standing in the mikveh. He immersed both hands in the mikveh. So go to Dharma Teres, and then Kisri Akidesh, touch one hand. And we don't know whether he touched the Kisri Akidesh is Tamas Yadai, with Allah. So he doesn't know the right hand or the left hand. So that's the case. Where one Yad is coming, he doesn't know. So he said, we need ma'achas miyot. How do you need that miyot? Stam yadayim, so both yadayim are coming. But suppose he just poured water over both yadayim. And then he touched the tefillin. That's Kisri Akedesh. But he doesn't know whether he touched the tefillin with the right hand or he touched the tefillin with the left hand. We need the Yaezu. Even if you ask Taras, the Achaz Miyoda. The Achaz Miyoda. In other words, according to the Pace. Because there is a Cheskastuma of Yadai. He doesn't know which. So he's not allowed to handle a Taras with either hand. The Mosota Taras is telling us, which is Sofri Dai, period. Now is the deal. The Achaz no Pushni, Shunti Lugachim, Mokimok Pushni, no Pushni. ומיד אוכחות של האפיסות, אינו אוכל ישראל שהוא שני פסולים, ונקף יורד ופשומן ונשמאו, נמצא שיש כאן שני מקוואים, אחותו של הפוסל, ואי מסליס נדוריר, ורבון המיטל, ורבי איסי מיטל, ליצור פריט ריאו שניו, ומאי זה דימוס אותם אסטרס, כי להמדין הנאוין עוד הוא איתו, הוא איתו ואיסלאם אתו. ורבי איסי זמגה, It's a question, did it become Tomei? When is Rabbi Isi called Natri Lohoko? In originally the person was Tomei. And the question is, did it become Toya? So then Natri Lohoko. But if originally the Kitya was Toya, and the question is, did it become contaminated, did not contaminate? Then Rabbi Isi is made that we are Tomei. That Natri Lohoko. I just want to mention, I mentioned Kisvei Akedesh film. I mean, it's a good thing that everybody should know, but no one knows that meaning. I mean, many, many people don't know that meaning. Let's say, when one washes to eat pas, so many times you'll see, who are involved well, and then, as they will touch film, nothing, or do we need to touch a Sivatova? I mean, Sivatova is not available, but let's say in Yeshiva, Sivatova could be available. So then the Halodom task is that if somebody washed his hands to eat pas, and the Ibn Hakir's pas for whom requires the Tilzedai, and then he touches Trion, Kisvei Akedesh. So I say Trion because this Svorim and do not have a Kedushat Kisvei Akedesh from the Samar Shemim. They might have a Kedushat Kisvei Akedesh, but not for the Tov Shemim. But Tfilin certainly has Kedushat Kisvei Akedesh. So then he has to wash his hands over again. Otherwise, he's not allowed to eat pas. Why? Because it should be told in Machlokes, the Rambam Raya, that Hayodom doesn't say it. But certainly, according to the Raya, the din of the Hayodom is sound. According to the Raya, the Chachamim are misaking that your dying is needlessly told. So because of that, we have to wash when we eat pas. So initially, the Trumo, we understand? Because Trumo has a shlishi. So let's say, so if somebody didn't wash his hands, and the touches the pass of Trumo, so the pass of Trumo becomes a shlishi, becomes Tomei. How is the king allowed to eat it? But the Gabichum, there is no shlishi. So why do we have to wash the hands? For eating pass? So these are the Trumo, not only for pass you have to wash the hands. Suppose you have Peres Trumo, an orange that is Trumo, an apple that is Trumo. So you're not allowed, so if you didn't wash your hands and you touch the orange of Trumo, or in the case, a vegetable of Trumo, so if you touch it, some mele, it becomes a shlish, it becomes tope, you're not allowed, a king is not allowed to eat it. So vis-à-vis Trumo, not only Achilas Pas requires the Tzedai, even Achilas Peiris, and not only Achilas Peiris, just touching Peiris, just handling Peiris requires the Tzedai. But Chum has no Shlishi. Chum has no Shlishi. So why is even when we eat Pas, it still doesn't become a shlishi, chum cannot become a shlishi, and the daim are not free or not rishi. So why do we have to wash before we pass? So the Rambam says that it is mishum schach chum. True that by chum there is no shlishi, but mishum schach chumo. So the chachomim were gazing, were misake, that we have to be later of your body as if there had been to me. Actually, there is no to me. If I don't wash my hands and I touch the past, it doesn't become tome. There is no shlishi, but we should start tomorrow, so we have to consider it as if it had been tome. That's the Rambam. But the Rambam doesn't even mention, in Tumas Sochlin, he doesn't even mention the halacha of the Tilas Yedayim Chum. The Tilas Yedayim Trumo, yes, but he mentions that in Hilchos Brachos. So, Rabbeinu, the Omkur, is called. So he says that according to the Rambam, so
the Tilas Yadayim Lechulim is based upon Jews, because Rabbeinu also says that there are two alohes in the Tilas Yadayim Lechulim. One is because of Tumeh, Mishum Shach Tumeh, and the other one Mishum Nikius, because the Iskadishten is invention, that's an Asmachte. So the Gemara says, the Iskadishten, Ebu Marim Visheni, and the Iskadishten, Ebu Marim Achrim. So it's an Asmachte. But Asmachte means there's a Kodesh Chachom. So in other words, besides, so Rav Yehuda says that besides the Iser, Mishum Tumeh, so there is a special mitzvah de Rabbonah, that before we eat pas, Mishum Nikius, that's called Mishum Nikius. So we have to be made to the Rabbah. So it has nothing to do with Tumeh. The Rabbah says that according to the Rambam, because Yadayim Lechulim is only based upon Nikius. Only based upon Nikius. But Nikius doesn't mean just cleanliness. I mean, cleanliness, as far as cleanliness is concerned, you can wash it with soap and without water from the Kehle. But the Nikius means Nitzire, there has to be, it's a mitzvah, to be nitzir the Yodayim before Achilas Pas. Before Achilas Pas. So that's why the Rambam discusses the din of Nitzir, the Yodayim Lechulim, he discusses the din of his brothers. Because there's nothing to do with Tumen. The Raibed is Masik on the Rambam, and the Rambam, and the Raibed says, Mishmishach Tumen, so there's a din of Tumen. So what the Hayotim says, that if a person touched film after he washed in the middle of the meal, so he's not allowed to eat pass again until he washes again, I think that's probably true. Ravon doesn't discuss that, but I think so. That's probably true according to Shita Berayim, that the Tiosidayim is Mishum Tumeh, so it has the same being as if you were eating Tumeh. So if you were eating Tumeh, of course he wouldn't be allowed. Because if he touches, so what the veil is the Tiras Yadayim, if after that he touched the Tfilin, he touched the Sakedesh. So again it became Tumeh. But according to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with the Tiras Yadayim. I mean, because it's not Tumeh anyway. It's not Tumeh, there is no Shlishi. It's a special Tumeh of Nikius, of the Iskadish, the Nisandeishi. So now it's Nikius has to be realized. So even if he touches Kislakidesh, alright, so Mimele, it's again Shlishi is the Tumeh Diodani. But there is no Tumeh. And the Tumeh was already realized. I mean that the Kodesh Rabbah, yes, what is it?
The Rabbi would say you need a bracha.
What?
You need a bracha.
No, because the bracha, there is no bracha. There is no, the Chayyotim doesn't say that you have to say bracha, you have to wash over again. There is no bracha on Shira Nisui. You don't make a bracha whenever you refrain from doing a Nisa. You see, but besides, the Chayyot will be made there, that besides the Nisa Tumeh, there is a mitzvah of Nikius. So the bracha was niskan on the mitzvah, not on the shmiras and nisya of Tumeh. So the Hayotim doesn't say that you have to say bracha again. Yeah, you cannot eat because you'll be mitzvah of Nisya if you eat.
And
what is it? It's a matter of fact. What is it? Mezuzah
is considered
kishvah kodesh? What?
Mezuzah
is kishvah kodesh.
Even if it has a
covenant. So it will be in Tamil as your value. When you touch it in the case, I have to look it up. I don't know. Yes?
There is one time when you make a bracha on the Sunday of the Nisha, that's when you make a bracha on Shvita, no?
No, Shvita, we discussed it with the Shvita issue. You should remember.
That's why I
mean, we discussed it in the great plan. And I think it was in the Prina too. Anyway, so the Rambam Shvita is that Shvita is the key mitzvah. The Taz says no. But the Taz says it's not a conclusive shita. The Rambam shita, it's a machlokes between Tesis and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, according to Tesis, the Vachto implies an Isaresi, but not Chiyuv in the Kiyuv Masei. According to the Rambam, it's a Chiyuv Masei also, not only an Isaresi. Okay, anyway.
Really?
Yes.
Does a person have to wash before he inherits the non-life?
What?
Does the person have to wash before the parents are not wet?
Oh, only the Goyim Shita is, and we are not Machmir, the only time when we are Machmir is Pesach Night. Why is it that we are Machmir for that Shita of Hashem in Pesach Night and not any other time? All right, that's a kasha. But these are the facts. I mean, there are some people who are Zoya the Shita Sakro, so they are making the Yodayim for everything that is Tibuli the Mashki. Tibuli the Mashki, in other words, let's say, if you wash an apple, we do it, we are Hinshish for the Shita Sakro. It's not only Shita Sakro, it's the Shita Sakro. Yeah, but except Pesach Night, no one, but we are not doing it. But according to the Shita, so if you take an apple that was rinsed in water, you have to wash it. But I didn't see that people should be machmir on them. Pesach Night, everyone is machmir. Everyone is machmir. So that's why we wash, you know, before we eat the karpas. What is the karpas? Why are you washing karpas? Because the potato is immersed in the salt water. So it's the good mashke. So according to that, Shita of Hashem. So if you take an apple, you rinse it, and every time you eat an apple, you rinse it, you have to rinse it. So because of that, so we should wash our hands, but we don't do it. We are not benches. We rely on Jesus of Hashem that it doesn't require anything. Okay, anyway, I don't want to become involved now in another union. Alright. Now, Mishnah Dal. קבלת הרים הרביס מים קשורים בתחילו פייס נסעמית ושנשאו נותרים על בני המל ורחום מים לבין בתחילו בניסי שיעור אטימולוגים בתחילו כשהעמית כבר לא יבין מים כבר כי שנופו ברבי אישורי ורקח נשמל עם הקשומים על בני המים מים ניסי שיעור כמו מים הרבה so הפלזר שוקי is that בתחילו at the very outset is the מקרה is still empty. And then you pour in. Let's take him a look in Shubim. Just to release Shubim so it becomes possible. But the Rabbanan say now, let's make a big difference. Less than Gimurugim, even with Chilo, in an empty mikveh, doesn't pass on. All right, kind of what he said. Gister, Shim, Shitas, Vikar, yes.
If you have Gimurugim, if you have, so if it's Dreisa, a mikvah, so how does the shame, so how does it go, out the shame mikvah then? Because Ravis, according to, would
it,
be
it,
a...
It could be, it could be that that's the pshat in the Lezer. Why does the Lezer say that Bitchilo, a Ravis passes? Because Ravis Mayim has a halishan mikvah in the Raisa, Likabe Yichilas Machtim, it's an Eres. So the name of the Lezer holds, in view of the fact that there is no mind to have a shemikhe. If it wouldn't be shown, so the male pass, it could be that that is the time. But anyway, that's the Reza Shit, that Bitchilo, so it is mind pass. But the Rabbanan say, no, true it is, a shemikhe. So why did it have a shemikhe? But it doesn't pass. It doesn't pass. Alright, time is set. Gister Hashem Shikad Bikar Kabir Shal Gahas Yod Ukshomim Vinismalus Harenu Psulim Harenu Psulim Nishem Adur Malgabi Keir Vihadale Zamach Shinamayim Shubim Pekrasam Mikve Ashi Yifu Nisekhe Piresh Beyo Shal Gahas ואין נעשית שבישוי את מרזק הסמיים ולהגיסטרה שנשקר בכך עושה ונמצאו כל המים גדורים ומחסקים מחמסה גיסטרה שיקוי ומתך כך חשיב לרבון וקישור What is גיסטרה? גיסטרה is doesn't mean you might, if you look it up in the dictionary so you'll find probably that גיסטרה means is a fragment of a keila of a vessel a slither but it's not Gistere means a mutilated keila. It doesn't mean, let's say, suppose you take a keila and you break it into many pieces and it cannot even fulfill the function of a keila as a kibble. It cannot contain it into many smithereens, into many fragments. That's not gistere. Gistere means a mutilated keila. In other words, it's a broken keila, but it can still fulfill a certain function. In other words, let's say a substantial piece of the kelim broke off, but you can still use it, you can fill it up with water. So, in other words, so Gisterek doesn't, you can see from this that here, maybe sometimes Gisterek has the meaning of a simply of a fragment of a kelim. But here in the safety it certainly doesn't mean that. Because if it had been a fragment, so it couldn't keep any water. And here we see from this disepte that the gisteret preserves the water. So in other words, it means a mutilated kelim. That's what it means here. So the Rashi explains it. In other words, water or wine cannot be kept, cannot be preserved in a bay unless you plaster the bay. Because if you don't plaster the bay, so the bay will absorb all the liquid that you dump into. So in order to enable the bay to preserve certain liquids, whether it's water or wine or whatever, or shemen, whatever liquid, so you have to put sieve, plaster, you have to plaster it. That will prevent the date or the karka there from absorbing the liquid. So suppose that the bay wasn't sufficient properly plastered. So the melee, there is danger that all the wine or the water that will be dumped into the bay will be absorbed by the bay. So what do you do? So you put a mutilated kelim in the bay, and it's good enough to preserve the liquid, the water, in the bay, so the mele, it will not be absorbed by the dinfiabe. So the Tanakhama says that gistera shimishitaz bikakar bay. Let's say, if that means, let's say, the gistera, here is a bay, and then I put the gistera here. So mele, like this, if I didn't spread out the gistera here, so everything would be lost. All the water would be absorbed. I spread it out over the whole surface of the Karkar Bay, so mele, it prevents the bay from absorbing it. So mele, so he says, Kister Shemishikar Bikarkar Bay Shogas, the odds of shopping, the Ismalis, Aril Psuli, Mipnei Sheidu in Al-Gabi Kei, ורבלזה מחשי, אשר מים שוי פייסה מיקדת שיש מזכי, ומשבר של גז ונעשית של אישוי אמר זה כסמי. It couldn't, the water couldn't, it couldn't contain the water, because it would be absorbed. But, אלו הגיסטר, I think there is a mistake, not the way הגיסטר, שנעשית של אישוי אמר זה כסמי, אלו הגיסטר, in other words, it's not sufficient to repress them. So mitzad the seed, it wouldn't keep the water because it would be absorbed. Ela gistera, what enables it to keep the water? The gistera. I think there is a toisefa. Not so he says. Not loda gistera. Ela gistera. Shehi mishikas kikakrosi v'nimtzu kol amayim b'duri u'mechaski machmas gistera. Shehi kli. So meleh. So, why is the water contained here? Because Mahmas the Gister. So, because Umitei Yachkach, Chashivale Rabbonon Kishon. Now, in the Beir Agro and the Disepte, there are two pshat. One pshat in the Beir Agro is like Rash. The reason is why a Konik and a Kami. It has a Din of Shoh, because the Gister prevents the Karkabeya from absorbing the water. So maybe it's Kishon. But suppose that the bay is sufficient to repress it. And even without the gistera being spread out, so the water will not be absorbed, then according to the Rash, it wouldn't become Kishon. It wouldn't become Kishon. Then why wouldn't it become Kishon at all if water comes into a kelim? And even if it's a mutilated kelim, as long as it can be recovered So it should be shown. The answer is, that is, if water, if water is in a keli, is in a kister, let's say in your house. So then, until, so then it is shown. But here the kister is spread out at the karkapeya. So mainly the kister should be brought into the karkapeya. Suppose you spread out something, you put a piece of a sheet of paper on the karkapeya. So it becomes proper for the karkapeya. So here too, if not for the fact that on account of the gistere, the water remains in the veil, and without the gistere, all the water would get lost, would be absorbed by the veil, by the karkapeya. So then it wouldn't be considered chol, because it would be considered as if the water had been rested on the karkapeya itself. Because after all, this gistere, this is the karkapeya, and then it spreads out the gistere. So it's considered as if the water is resting in the karkapeya. But only because of the fact that without the gistere, it wouldn't be resting on the karkapeya. It would be depressed, it would be absorbed by the karkapeya. So the main way we cannot consider it as if the water had been resting on the karkapeya. Because, on the contrary, had it been resting on the karkapeya, it would be absorbed. This is the shite of the Rash. And the Kohen has two perushim. This is separate. So one perush, one motion is mamish like the Rash, and the other motion appears that the Kohen is saying that even if it hadn't been for the fact that the Gister prevents the Karkabeya from absorbing the mayim, it would still be shown, because after all, the Gister itself is a kibbutz, is a great kibbutz. It's a mutilated keli, but it's a great kibbutz. It can contain so even though it stands on the Karkabeya, it would be shown. It is considered shown. That's the second shot. But the Rashi, you see, he emphasizes the fact that it's considered shown because Nitzio Kovamayu Dunim Umechaski Machmasa Gisrael Shinikli Umechach Chshivele Rabbonon Kishon V'Rabrezea Machshia Kili Vipulosan So why is Rabreza Machshia? Kili Vipulosan Mimikve Lohoy Yoshuri. In other words, according to Rabrezea, when is there the psul of showing if it becomes showing before it falls into the mikveh? But here, when does it become showing? When can it become showing? When it falls into the mikveh, so it cannot become showing. Since it will become showing when it's already resting in the mikveh, so it cannot become showing. Alright. Now, mishneh. מקרה שיש בגימון נולוג יש המים קשורים של נולוג, ידוע שאנחנו נסייך אין להם סומיים קשרים עד שמקומה השלישי זה יזכור שם ואם לא פוסל, רק שמי מכשיר even in the case where there is no mind where there is no men so mind before it's a year of the Shlishis. So still it is kosher. Why? Because you can eat for some of the mikveh. Even though the amuret are the shiferes alei, but the kohen to Rav Shimon seems that not mamish muret, b'mtzias muret, but only al pedim muret. So we look at like the halacha of here, where it's not mamish muret, lechumre. I mean to pass it, mitzad gimurudim manishim. Right. שלוב נו בכל גומה של דין חושבי לזכור שזה אהב לכי כשון שלו ויש לי גומה לשאול לכל זכור כי בגלל שמרניסים לבכל שעה שלו ראשון וזה כך שכה שזה מילה פוסי ואוכל נעמה מה אין שגומה זה לי ואז תקשיב אבל כי מרוב אורי, נקס נשא המסעה מכסמל ולדודי ומושך ממנו שלי שלוגים כושר או יותר שמושך ממנו שלי שלוגים פוסו שמחשיר של נסחב ומישי פאק Na, mishne vod. Hamisani kamasi esatik litzad amikve. Mi moshim sinkin, sin tzidam izbeya. Ifer ishei mitomi, ulitoma shatik namani, elu bisich amani misiru ke litzadechot. עבודתו של המים, עכשיו תשאול, ואימו של מלשוי שלוגים פייפס המקווה, ודווקא כשמיקווה, כשאימו כמעבו ימסות, אימו יו, ודווקא כשמיקווה עבו ימסות, ואימו יו, וממסות, אמין, ואמין מיסטייקס, את פריסט, אימין גמור, because he has written, ואימו כמעט במיקווה. במקווה בו ימסות, אם הוא ימסור, אם הוא מים שבאירו המפייס לנעיסי, ורבשי נמח שם שמנסחב ומשיבה, אל נסאו את עצת תקלמות המאחרי, כאן יגידי סב, הוי לא גרי שישרים שונו גמיים שאובים, יחיית מזהר, יחיית שלוי שונו גמיים שאובים, ויורד מטובה. In other words, גהיר אבזור, דבר ובוא. So, ויורד מטובה ובמקווה, ויש באמצעו קושי. So in other words, suppose the mikveh has memso, so it's koshy. Because the mayim shuvim cannot pass the mikveh. On the contrary, when the mayim shuvim come in contact with the water in the mikveh, so even the mayim shuvim of the hair become an eyim shuvim. Rashot. Alright. Sochto miseichei, post. He built by a sasagus. Now, why sochto miseichel posu? Why is sochto miseichel posu? So the Rashi explained, it only should be posu. Because we are dealing with the mikveh kesem. So, no man shuvim, so you can dump 10,000. So, man shuvim, so it will become inim shuvim. So why should the Gimu Lugin pass on the answer is, so this part of the Disepte, the Rashi applies to the case where the mikveh had just many summits and summits, not the drachma. I mean, it's a theoretical situation. So, in other words, so just many summits and summits, not more. So the melee, when the person immerses himself in the mikveh, so inescapably and unavoidably, he'll have to carry with him and his good. Some drops of water is not here. He cannot come out from the mikveh without any drops of water adhering to his good. So if at the outset he only had memso, once he comes out from the mikveh, it's memso minus a masher. If it's minus a masher, so then Hashoki cannot take effect. Now there, he had them so exactly. Then he comes out. So let's say, so when he comes out, he has on his roof, probably, let's say, the Moshe, he has on his roof, let's say, 1/10 of the roof on his roof. So the mikveh has only them so minus 1/10 of the roof. And then he starts squeezing out, as he walks out, he starts squeezing out the water from the hair. So then, and it has the mulugi. So then he passes the mikveh. Because there is a minus. There is a certain chisor and a certain diminution.
After he's tribal, why is the mind and the hair considered manchu?
What is it? After he's tribal,
why is the
mind
and the hair considered
manchu? No, but after he's stable, and then he squeezes it out with his hands, so he becomes shown dead.
Was that really clear?
No, it doesn't matter, no. He doesn't have, in order to become shown, you don't have to use that KK. If you fill it up with your hands, your dying is certainly shown. On the contrary, I mean, the according to the right head, so there are two kinds of show. One show is possible with the right side, if it's cooling show, probably show. And the one is only possible with the Rabbanon. So the show of our the Kehler, that's only the Rabbanon according to the right head. But the show of the Yodai Mamesh, that's in the right side. That's in the right side. So even without Kehler, there is a special aloche that even when it wasn't done beyond Rodon, but if it filled up the Kehler, the same Rodon, it's also show. In other words, let's say you put up, let's say you have a mikveh, and you want water in the mikveh. So you put a number of kankani near the mikveh, so that when it rains, it should fill up those kankani. And then, and your machshav was that the kehilim should be filled up with water. Then then he trained and filled up the tankana. And then there is a wind, a hurricane, and it dumps all the kankana into the mikveh. So then it's kosher. Then it's possible. Why? Because not because of show how the mind silver be dying, because he didn't do anything. What did he do? He set up a number of kankana away from the mikveh at a distance to be filled up with water. And then rainwater dropped in. He didn't do anything. He was only a generous that it should be filled up. And then after the rain filled up all the kankana with water, so there is a hurricane, and then it dumped. The wind pushed all the kankana into the mikveh and dumped the mind of the kankana into the mikveh. So it's possible. So that kind of show of the contrary island, is possible only about Mashenke, if a person will have a lot of water in his hair, he has a lot of hair, and he has a lot of water in his hair, and let's say, and the water, and he squeezes out the chaval of soap from his hair into the mikveh, and then Yutesso will drop in from the rain. So that kind of mikveh will be first in the rice. So in other words, Kere is one of the ways how it can become show. But if it doesn't be a dying manish, if the water is dumped in the mikveh, the dying manish, the Kere and the Kavoneh, then it's certainly show. Alright. So he said, give me a way of Hoyabarei Shei Shoshu Manshu Yom Domi Yom So Hoshu. So when we say Chai Posa, in other words, if it was in Crimson Tzemes, so when it comes out, so it's already less than them. So he will be a sasagi, it's a cloth that he has absorbed a lot of water. Bizobu many shoishanugim the mikre kosha, of Chalitei Chai Posa, the Hashim and Marshi, Hashim and Shabu Nisrach, the Hashim and Shabu Nisrach, the Hashim and Shabu Nisrach, the Hashim and Shabu in Mikveh, Sholim, in my Mishim Pesnei Yisei. Soch Nisich Vapo Yim Soshim Kinnich Vom Yisoy. Uch Sholim Natvim Esoch Hatzan Nisich Amirash Vapo Oso Yivshach Oso Mikvelose Yiposo Yim Mikveh Oso Mayim Kushim Yich Mikveh Oso Mayim Kushim Pesnei Yisei. Dai Yitayim Nabi Nisagus Sagus Yim Esoch Tzemerotik Vam Yisim Yoles Uvikeli Voi Yisi Sagus Shol Bimayu Uch she threw in me, she went some of the money, some of the zone, and we said, it was my way for school, because it was the Chuba. Uch she all of them, we created the Chosva, but we saw, the zone, the Asagus, so he did the original, we created himself. But now, he sold a cloth, a tower. It's a tower. Asagus is a tower. So, he sold it in water, so the tower absorbed a certain measure of water. And since all the heavy the mikveh originally was memsom, it's a tzomis, so now there is a diminution in the memsom. You saw. So, uchshol nam chodam yisol, zog in asamu yisrach moso, yirabshim imach shir, zog rabshim yishitose, yirachshim yishive kim yishchavim, yishlish asam ma'ayim, ve'oid yish lufor eich, yirod yikton eot. That's the first lotion in the Rashi. So the first lotion in the Rashi is that when it says Koyo Belei Shei Shloishis Mudim Mayim Shuri V'yorad V'tov V'mikre V'yesh Bin Ben So Is Kosher, has reference to a case where the Mikre had Ben So exclusive of the Ginulugi water in his hair. The second version is not something else. The English before age, now the second version is expressive of a very big chiddush. Rabbi Yisrael, the whole which done the religion and saw, how really don't require the also we shall never come in a mikveh. Now, then Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi holds that gudakis, we say gudakis. So let's say, suppose there was exactly Nemso. Beyondu Shnaim Vitovu, Gozea Hazel, Ruben and Shimon, went into the Mishrei. Went into the Mishrei to be taken. But Nabi Basachas. Well, Gozea Hazel, so first Ruben went in. And then Shimon went in. So Tanakami says, Rishin Toya, Vashini Tom. The Rishon Ruben is Toya, because when he went in to he immersed himself in the Mikra Tezmen Psoch. Mashiach came, Shimon, he walked in after the Rishon went out. So the Rishon, when he walked out, he had some water on his hoop, on his head, on his shoulders. So the melee, there was a certain diminution. There is no man so left. So the shame is not there. The view they made. In Holy Maghreb Shalvishi made his Bimayim Abashini Toy. In other words, the view they says it all depends. If let's say Rubin walked out of the Mikre completely and then Shimon went in, so then the view is made there that Shimon cannot become Toy. But you know, let's say suppose, you know, like the Kvoy is here. So you go down the Mikre with a few stairs. So let's say the Rishay, he just, when he walked out of the mikveh, he left his feet in the mikveh, but he sat down on one of the stairs. And there, so there was connection, there was continuity of moisture, of water, between all the water that is all over the body and the water in the mikveh, because he was sitting down on one of the stairs of the mikveh. So the melee, the totality, the quantity of water inside the mikveh, plus the water on the roof of the person who is sitting down on the stair of the mikveh, has no salt. So the melee, and he says, the Yudhe Shiki is katakas on the people. That's an increase in katakas, is real on the people. So since it's not at the same level, so there cannot be any connection between the water on the roof, I'm sitting in the mikveh, and my feet are in the mikveh. So together with the water and my roof, so there is memso. But without exclusive of the water on my roof, so there is a chisovin in the memso. So see, if we say katapra, see, according to the comment that katapra is another chibo, since the water here is not at the same level as the water here, so maybe they cannot be considered connected and mirrored, but review the whole katakas abachibo, even though it's a different level, it's not the same level, so still there can be a connection between the drops of water here on my head, on my feet, and the water in the mikveh, because there is, but provided that there is continuity of moisture of the fiyah latfiyah between the water at the bottom of the mikveh and the water on the head. But suppose, let's say, that on my body there are certain spots, zones that are completely dry, you couldn't even get water, squeeze out water and moisten some other part of the body, then the video will be made. But if all over the body there is continuity of moisture of water in the extent of tefillah latvia. So then all the drops of water on the roof are connected and mirrored with the water in the mikvah. That's fabulous thing. So he says, The second version that I says that even if there was not Memso without the drops of water and the goof of the person, without the water in the hair of the person, but since when he comes into the mikveh, And all the water in the hair is in contact with the water in the mikveh, and together they adapt to Memso. So,